Another Zen concept, that's as important today as it was in ancient times, relates to living in the present, in the now. Only when you're in the moment can you focus your mind like a laser. If your mind is cluttered with worries, concerns, petty grievances, things you've forgotten to do, and what you're going to do or what you're going to have for dinner, you cannot focus upon the task at hand. So a Zen ideal is to develop the ability to concentrate here and now, to totally focus upon what you're doing at every moment of the day. Ideally, through practice with the meditations in this course, you'll begin to experience this kind of focus in your life. A Zen koan is a riddle, an exercise of the mind prescribed by a Zen master to a student. On the surface, the riddle appears to violate logic. But by meditating upon the meaning, the student comes to realize that the answer is to be found through intuition, not logic. So here's a koan that relates to living in the now. It says, "The moon's reflection upon the surface of the water moves incessantly. Yet the moon shines and goes nowhere. It stays, but it moves." Think about it. The water flows past, the reflection flickers and dances, but the moon does not move. In life, your mind must be like the moon, while body and time flow past like the water in the stream. If nothing else, Zen is practical. Zen says live in the moment. If you're washing dishes, be there washing dishes and living that simple action rather than tuning out. To worry about the past while washing dishes is wasteful. Don't squander your time by daydreaming about an impossible to predict tomorrow or by putting your mind on automatic pilot. To develop practical mindfulness, begin to monitor your thoughts. At first, you'll forget to do it regularly, but with some practice, it becomes automatic. You can't change what you don't recognize, and with recognition of your mindless chatter, you'll begin to detach and center your attention upon the task at hand. Zen says, wake up. Step out of your world of daydreams and illusions and live life. If something is wrong, most likely the problem is with the way you're viewing life. But people go on and on with their dreaming, deluding themselves. Rather than awakening, they tend to simply trade in an old delusion for a new one. A story I often tell in seminars goes like this. A man was sitting in the middle of the street, waving his arms back and forth as if rowing a boat. An impatient driver, whose car was blocked, got out of his vehicle and walked up to the man and said, "Are you crazy? What are you doing?" "I'm rowing a boat," replied the man. "Do you want a ride?" "But where is your boat?" asked the man. "What? No boat?" the boatman cried in alarm. "Then we'd better start swimming." The point? Once you begin to realize that much of your life is made up of delusions, don't immediately create another one.